of the Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Thursday, 25th April 2019. I am Richie Farrell. Here are the headlines. Parliamentary Opposition Leader Lennox Linton extends heartfelt sympathy to the families of all those who lost their lives at sea recently. China and Russia criticize moves by the United States in Venezuela and Latin America and accuse the United States of warmongering and meddling in the affairs of sovereign nations. And Egyptians have overwhelmingly approved constitutional changes that could allow President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to stay in power until 2030 in a referendum. The news is brought to you, compliments DigiCell. We'll be right back after this.
Mama Creole, Mama Creole, 2019 Mother's Day weekend will be the most memorable ever, ever. Saturday, May 11th and Sunday, May 12th, on the strip Lale Coco, featuring La Garde de la Chassoati as Ophelia, Cool Sessions Brass from the Virgin Islands, Stefan Raffa from La Martinique, Swinging Stars for Serenade, Mr. Mix Prince Wadis, Calypsonians, and more. Entrance nightly $30, season tickets $50, and tickets available at Bullseye Pharmacy, Dipex, Val Ferry. Mama Creole, Mama Creole, Saturday, May 11th and Sunday, May 12th. Partners include Bullseye Pharmacy, the Dominican Lotteries Commission, TBS Radio, Val Ferry Media 7-Eleven Plus, Danger Entertainment, Digicel, Adding Sounds and Lights, QFM, Courts, Kyrie FM, Big Edge, DN on the Sun, Newspaper, Vibes, Radio, Tony Sports, SES, Deepex, Cola Lab, Shea Ophelia, The Sideman, Fine Foods Inc., Red Bull Rental, and more. Mama Creole, Mama Creole, mothers, get ready!
Ready!
The fastest and best Digicel LTE is here!
Lead the experience!
Streaming on
Digicel LTE,
the best smartphone deals with Digicel LTE. Yeah. So upgrade,
upgrade,
upgrade your life.
Upgrade,
upgrade,
Digicel life. Digicel LTE, the biggest and best you'll see. Live the experience,
Digicel LTE.
Experience,
nothing faster.
Live the experience,
nothing better.
Love the experience
than Digicel LTE.
Welcome back. Q95 News has been reliably informed that Jasmine Joseph is seeking significant financial assistance from the general public on behalf of her son, Giovanni Fidor, who received major injuries while riding his bicycle in the community of Mahu over the Easter holiday weekend. According to a statement from the mother, there were no brakes on her son's bicycle, which caused him to lose control while riding down a hill. The boy lost control and fell down into a steep, rugged gorge. As a result of this terrible fall, Giovanni Fidor has suffered brain damage and several cracks to the skull. Giovanni has been admitted to the intensive care unit ICU of the Princess Margaret Hospital and now requires critical, significant funding to enable him to fly out of Dominica to receive advanced medical attention and treatment, which is not available in Dominica. Dominican citizens are asked to donate to this cause. Donations can be sent to the mother's national bank account number 1000-802-69. The account name is Jasmine Joseph. Ms. Joseph can be contacted at cell phone number 615-3907. Here at Q95 News, our hearts go out to Giovanni and his family. We wish them Godspeed in coping with this unfortunate, tragic situation. This is Q95 News. Leader of the opposition party, Lennox Linton, is extending heartfelt sympathy to the families of all those who lost their lives at sea recently. According to the information released, a number of Haitian nationals lost their lives over the weekend, along with a few Dominican nationals. Linton describes this as shocking and unfortunate that such a tragic incident occurred. The boat reportedly left Dominica with a number of Haitian nationals, a captain and an assistant from Dominica, and is assumed to have encountered some difficulties, and as a result, those on board struggled, and it appears that they were unable to save themselves. Meantime, numerous stories are circulating over this issue as the public impatiently awaits official update reports from the police. Linton says this is part of a bigger humanitarian problem of human trafficking. The United Workers Party leader considers this to be a serious issue on which there is a deafening silence from the authorities. He is concerned that some persons could be making serious money out of this activity.
Part of a bigger problem, the problem of, say, humanitarian problem, where we have this massive trafficking of human beings between in the waters of the Caribbean around us here, Dominica going into Guadeloupe and so on, all of these Haitian nationals coming in here and moving out by the back door, going into the French countries. It's amazing that nobody seems to care about them and their lives. They seem to be a way of making money for some people. And issues as to the safety of the movement and the extent to which their lives are at risk matters not to those who are taking their money and even putting it in the public purse in Dominica. Every Haitian that comes in here to Dominica pays $400 to the treasury. There's supposed to be some insurance money to get them back out. But since the majority of them are leaving by the back door, that money remains in the treasury, and it's in a very perverse way. It seems to be fine for the authorities in Dominica, and the more Haitians that come in and move out by the back door through that very unfortunate human trafficking arrangement, the better it is for the government of Dominica. And we really must sit down, consider carefully what we're doing, and decide in favor of protecting human lives.
Linton says he's hearing that the Haitians who are coming into Dominica could be used to tilt the voting tides in favor of the DLP administration in the upcoming elections.
The Haitians who are coming into Dominica, not all of them are moving on to other countries. Some of them are receiving passports to remain here in Dominica and to be used to influence the results of the next, of the upcoming election in favor of the Dominica Labor Party. I am putting the Electoral Commission on notice. The Electoral Commission is the body mandated by the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Dominica to ensure free and fair elections. Free and fair elections for which there are rules. And the rules must be observed. We also have rules, laws, governing citizenship in Dominica. And what I'm hearing, that people are actually, some of these Haitians are coming in with their Dominican passports, not having visited here before, is of great concern to us in the United Workers' Party. We have not seen evidence of any mass registration of Haitians or any other nationality on the voters list that have been published by the Electoral Commission up till now. We only hope that there is not some sinister plan at work where these registrations are taking place and they're going to be dumped on us on the eve of the election when they issue the final list, which will give us no time to object.
Leader of the Parliamentary Opposition in Dominica, Lennox Linton. Member of Dominica's Electoral Commission and prominent farmer, Hillary Shillingford, is exerting pressure over the shocking silence of Minister of National Security in Dominica, Raybon Blackmore, and Dominica's Prime Minister regarding the curious death of Dominican Kenny Mitchell, who was resident in Anguilla at the time. Gavin Hapgood, a U.S. citizen, was granted bail after being charged with the manslaughter of Dominican Kenny Mitchell. According to reports, at the time of the killing, Hapgood was vacationing with his family at a resort in Anguilla where Mitchell worked. According to the Anguillan newspaper, the cause of death was due to positional asphyxia, prone restraint, and blunt force trauma to the head, neck, and torso. Hapgood was taken into custody by Anguillan authorities, where he was to be held in remand until 22nd August 2019. The Royal Anguilla Police Force reported on April 17, 2019, that Hapgood's defense requested bail, which was set at EC $200,000. It has been reported that Hapgood has since left Anguilla. An official statement from the Royal Anguilla Police Force states the following. We are not shrouding the case in mystery. We are bound by rules, and so are others, on what can be said. We have charged a man in connection with the death of Mr. Mitchell. The court granted bail, and we now prepare for the court process and eventual trial. Shillingford says he is convinced that the current DLP-led government has again failed to show genuine compassion for the citizens of Dominica.
Clearly something is not right. The American citizen should be considered a flight risk. He should not be able to have his passport after being billed. He would have had to surrender his passport. To go to the to the airport, whether you go on a private jet, you must have a passport. I mean, in Dominica, we know people get away with anything. But for the life of me, I cannot see Anguilla being like Dominica. And had it been one of the Astafans, Tony Astafans or one of them, who's just scared to be sending private investigators down there, whoever he can get to go down there. It's a poor person child. You haven't heard neither a black man who's just scared make a statement to the effect. I spoke to people up there, and they tell me that story about the guy going to rob his... Absolutely untrue. The guy goes going about doing his work, and nobody has made representation. When you hear something like that, tourists involved, a Dominican national involved, had it been something negative a Dominican was doing, would be having passion the national. But he was working and he got killed. Nobody, Minister of National Security, has said nothing. Roosevelt Skerritt, if he see a way to win votes, if that, he would jump on it. But he has said nothing. That is the way Dominicans operate. Our politicians, very crooked people.
Dominica Electoral Commission member and prominent farmer Hillary Shillingford. Looking at the progress or lack thereof made in Dominican literature during the period of the 1950s to present, president of the Dominica Association of Evangelical Churches, DAEC, Pastor Randy Rodney, touched a bit of that history as it pertains to the impact of literature on current social and economic expressions here in Dominica. He recalls a time when there was quite some public discuss going on as it relates to socialism and active change, such as the Black Power movement and other iconic moments in history that shaped our culture.
Stan brought in a certain light in terms of education, in terms of social programs and political advancement and so on. And not only in Dominica, in my mind, but across the Caribbean, there was a social movement. The MND and the Black Power movement and social movements like that over the Caribbean region. And some of you will remember that there was quite some shaking, especially politically, in the Caribbean region at the time. Between the 80s and 90s, we saw a rise in industrial and productive activities.
Rodney also examined some historical context and made some comparisons between those periods in time, and from his personal perspective, described the phenomenon as building civil society.
In fact, I remember some years ago, around that time, where there was a comparison between the OECS states and the people like Dame Eugenia Charles and what's his name, who was the Prime Minister of St. Lucia. Their movement was different in terms of industrial development, in terms of productive activities. What we saw over those years is a build-up of, or integration, if you like, of civil society with NGOs and the private sector and the whole social activism and political movement. In Dominica, we saw the rise or the coming together. Maybe it was sudden, but the coming together of the Committee for National Salvation. And the church, for example, was part of that, along with the trade unions and other NGOs and so on.
DAEC President Pastor Randy Rodney. In more news, elected Laplin Village Councillor Jason Fontaine is calling for more patrols and a beefing up of Coast Guard presence on Dominica shorelines. Mr. Fontaine says there is a whole lot going on in our waters, which causes questions to be raised, questions that needs to be answered. He considers this to be a huge failure in the portfolio of the Minister of National Security, Raybon Blackmore.
His partner under his ministry. I mean, we have this smuggling going on. We have so much things going across this ocean. Should we beef up our Coast Guard more? This is something that is something going on that we do not know. Is there some types of on-the-table human smuggling in collaboration with others or with people in higher authority that we do not know of? What is really going on? Our questions need to be answered. And why isn't the Coast Guard performing more patrols across our borders? They're getting drugs. They're getting all different types of things. And what is really going on? Whoever is getting money for doing this, smuggling people or do whatever the case may be, you know, we just need to get out there and do more. And then the government needs to do more. And that's a big failure. Shame on you, Mr. Blackmore. Shame on you on your ministry. This comes under your portfolio, and then you have failed once again.
Elected Laplin Village Councillor Jason Fontaine. West Indies Cricket Board WICB announced on Wednesday the squad for the 2019 World Cup to be held or led by Jason Holder. Chris Gayle will be playing his fifth World Cup, as the squad comprises just a few big names in Andre Russell, Darren Bravo, Shai Hope, and Kumar Roach, Kieron Pollard, and star spinner Sunil Narin. Missed out in the 15-member squad, which was picked by the newly appointed interim selection panel, chaired by Robert Haynes, along with Jimmy Adams and West Indies coach Floyd Reefer. Haynes said the selection panel looked at the skill sets of the players and the combinations. We have looked at the wickets that have been used in England in the past, players' fitness and their urge to represent West Indies. We came up with a balanced team who will represent the West Indies in England. In more news, China and Russia have criticized recent moves by the United States in Latin America, where both countries accused the United States of warmongering and meddling in the affairs of sovereign nations. President Donald Trump's administration has stepped up efforts to overthrow the president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, in favor of Juan Guaido. The National Assembly head, who launched a challenge to Maduro's authority in January, declaring himself acting president. U.S. Southern Command Chief Navy Admiral Craig Faller told Foreign Policy recently that defense officials are on the balls of our feet in anticipation of taking action. A representative from Russia's foreign ministry, Maria Zakharova, responded last Thursday to these comments, stating that this reaffirms Russia's fears that U.S. military action in Venezuela is not an abstraction, but a possible reality that is admitted in Washington. And Egyptians have overwhelmingly approved in a referendum constitutional changes that could allow President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to stay in power until 2030. The National Election Authority said 88.8% of those who took part endorsed these proposals. The turnout was 44.3%. Mr. Sisi's second term has been extended from 4 to 6 years, and he will be allowed to seek one more term in 2024. The changes also expand the military's power to intervene in politics and give Mr. Sisi more power over the judiciary. In 2013, Mr. Sisi led the military's overthrow of Egypt's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi, following protests against his rule. Since then, he has overseen what human rights groups say is an unprecedented crackdown on dissent that has led to the detention of tens of thousands of people. And now here is the weather outlook for Dominica and the Lesser Antilles, valid from 6 a.m. Thursday, 25th April 2019. A trough system is expected to continue to affect the area during the next 24 to 48 hours, generating an increase in cloudiness and scattered showers across parts of the Lesser Antilles. Relatively lighter winds will be maintained during this period. Moderate seas are expected during the next 24 hours, with waves peaking up to 7 feet. Small craft operators and sea bathers, particularly on the north and east coasts, should exercise some caution. And that's the morning news. Here's a recap of our headlines. Parliamentary opposition leader Lennox Linton extends heartfelt sympathy to the families of all those who lost their lives at sea recently. China and Russia criticize moves by the United States in Venezuela and Latin America and accuse the U.S. of warmongering and meddling in the affairs of sovereign nations. And Egyptians have overwhelmingly approved constitutional changes that could allow President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to stay in power until 2030 in a referendum. The news was brought to you compliments DigiCell.
Top of the hour news, as it happens, when it happens.